This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
You know what? I just thought of something.
Tell me. I want to know.
Well, not having an open was by request from Peter, and, mm-hmm. and I think it's terrible. Why can't he have his
open? He's here. When he's not here, he's still here. He is ENN. Without Peter, no ENN.
I get it, but, you know, you deserve your
salad
moment.
And all. Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN, brought to you by
Security. I'll be right with you.
Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some!
Yeah!
10 or so minutes to vote in the first four matchups in the round of 32 and drop madness. The one seed's all in action today against 3 9 seeds and an 8 seed. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Don and Peter.
Come on, Don!
Well, they're new, and I'm trying to get them on. Oh, well, there you go.
Is he in?
Yeah.
That's well.
Not a problem.
That's right. That's in the troubling region. That's going on. That's going on the sheet when I get back in.
That's why Drop Madness is so special.
No.
It really is.
That even while we're in the midst of the 2024 Drop Madness, we are creating magic for next year.
Well, come on, Don.
Watching.
Well, they're new, and I'm trying to get them on. Oh, well, there you go.
Is he in?
Yeah.
I don't know what you do.
Because it's going to be there. It doesn't matter what's there. It's making it somehow.
Don, do you accept my request? Accept my collaboration.
Instagram. Don's very good at that on the Instagram.
He's figuring it out.
Let's say hi to Don again.
Boogers from a vagrant?
How about this one?
Obviously that big, an elephant-sized one.
See?
Don.
It's all peanut-related.
early entry into the flub region.
What do you wear with Kimbo? Kimble.
Kimbo Slice, maybe?
Well, you know what?
He's not Kimbo Slice.
No.
The way things are going.
Mm-hmm. In general?
That there is going to be a region next year that's going to be called the March 27th region.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot here.
There's still more.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I was fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And now the big one was Peter being snotty earlier.
Yet another person wants to pay tribute to Don for his wonderful call yesterday.
Well, Don clearly feels a way about
it. It's almost Don sighing that sounds snotty.
I'm sighing because of how sarcastic.
No, that doesn't. I really don't hear it. Hold on.
Yet another person wants to pay tribute to Don for his wonderful call yesterday. And Ben, the two times you did it, the person was so disgusted.
So now you're going. Now you're going conspiracy theory.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not true.
Well, guys,
it's not true.
Opening day tomorrow on coverage starting at 3, which means we are a Rayro only vehicle.
Rayro only. If you want to hear the show, download the ESPN New York app or turn on your radio.
Yep. Turn on your radio. The Yankees will have a utility infielder. Everybody was worried they were carrying three catchers. Well, that's no more.
No.
They acquired utility infielder John Birdie from the Marlins in a three-team trade. Catcher Ben Roethlisberger, gone. That Minnesota deal, just everything worked out. Josh Donaldson.
Great.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger. He was around for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. It all.
Everything's shaping up. Everything's showing up aces for the Yankees right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ben Roethlisberger, by the way, to the Rays. So that's at least a two home run game for him against the Yankees at some point this year.
There you go.
And outfield prospect John Cruz to Miami. Birdie, 34 years old, can play third base, second base, and shortstop, and has played in all three outfield positions. He had .294 last season. Hmm. It's not bad. It's not nothing. And he had 16 steals in 133 games. A nice little pickup, and Aaron Boone's pretty happy about it, too.
Really excited about this. Feel like we're getting a really good player. You know, obviously, with DJ being down, he very much figures in the third base mix. And then, hopefully, once we're whole, you know, serves as, you know, a guy that can play all over the infield, even play some outfield, quality hitter, bat to ball, can steal a base. I think going to be a really good addition for us, whether he's playing in an everyday role or when we're more whole in that utility role. But really excited to have him and glad we're able to pull this off.
See in the picture that the New York Post has up of him, he's got a beard and a mustache. That's going to have to go. Is the roster with the Birdie acquisition complete, Aaron?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, there's still minor things that could happen, or I guess you're always kind of looking to fortify and strengthen. But, you know, I think there was some urgency in making sure we found somebody in the last couple of days to fill out that infield depth, especially with DJ down to start.
Well, DJ's down. All right, Aaron, is LeMahieu's injury short term?
I mean, I hope so, but I don't know, because I wouldn't say he got shut down. I would just say, as we ramped up, and I know he went out for some ground balls that one day, it wasn't great, you know, so it's in that, you know, pain is still in there. So we want it to kind of be things that you're able to tolerate. So whether that turns into hitting and fielding in a couple days, I don't know, but I know where he went out the other day and tried that, it wasn't good enough.
Aaron flirts with sleepy Aaron Bobos.
Whoa.
I love him, but
I like the I don't know, though, because it's better than saying, yeah, we think it's going to be a short-term thing.
No, I agree.
He doesn't know.
But the standard is just like, for this team is, it's just, always something.
The metal bowl on the table makes the
yeah, something.
It's strong.
What did you think of the picture I just showed you, Don?
What's going on over there?
I don't know what's happening.
You guys were distracted.
Look at this picture of Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Can I want a quarterback whose elbow looks like that?
You sure that's not altered in any way?
I think that's a real...
I've never seen that before.
I got to find more pictures of his elbow.
By the way, my dad chimes in. Batting practice pitcher for the Yankees, Spud Murray. And then Spud Chandler, Yankee pitcher from 37 to 47. 109-43. Highest winning percentage of any pitcher with at least 109 wins.
Wait, is Spud Murray a real person?
He was a batting practice pitcher for the New York Yankees.
So then why did I get yelled at then?
I wasn't here for all of this, so I don't know.
So was Michael just
Spud Murray?
So he owes me an apology. I don't know. He owes me an apology.
Apology might be in order.
If he, because I obviously knew who Spud Murray was.
You did.
Thank you, Mr. Pusick.
Mike Williams on the Adam Schefter pod. Will you be ready for week one?
I should be ready. I will be ready for week one of the season. That's my goal. Everything looking good. Got a meeting with my doctor here next week. So take some more steps, keep building, and, you know, make my way up there.
All right. So, again, almost like an Iron Boone, I don't know, but he's hoping that he's ready for week one. Good news for the Jets to have all of their...
You'd love to have the people that you go get be available to play.
Yeah, that's kind of ideal.
Isn't that kind of...
I think it would be big. I think it would be very, very important.
Bad tweet here from Michael Bogan.
Okay.
He said, let me not say that. Let me be thoughtful and introspective.
Here's a tweet from Michael Bogan.
He said, Rosenberg Radio and Don LaGreca, don't you think it's rude and disrespectful to play sound effects and music over a caller? You're kind of acting like the hosts on another radio station. Richard is not an entertaining call. Wouldn't it be better to not put him on air?
Wow. No, we're having fun with a friend of the show. And Richard doesn't care because he's too focused.
If it bothered Richard, we would stop doing it.
Yeah, Richard, A, doesn't have human feelings. and B, Richard has the privilege of basically getting a one-minute soliloquy every day when he calls.
Pretty much, yeah.
So on some days, we don't always play the sound effects, but sometimes I do when it feels needed. Because we give Richard a shot, and if it's not good, as much as I care about Richard's feelings, he's taking a risk every day, and if it's not good, the priority is to entertain the audience, not Richard.
And so, Richard doesn't mind. He doesn't care, baby.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
The fact that Richard gets playoff music is hilarious. No, most people don't get to talk so long
and
that they
gets
get playoff
that. Who's
music.
Who
Only
has-
Richard. Richard had an entire theme song, The Don and Dick Show. Do you know how many times he acknowledged it?
Zero. I think once he said, oh yeah, I heard it. To us.
When we asked, hey, do you ever know? He doesn't acknowledge it. By the way, God bless Richard. He also doesn't care what we say back to him. We're basically just the voice memo button on his iPhone. I mean, come on. I think when it comes to how we treat our callers, we are at the top of the list.
Yes.
But we are allowed to have some fun every once in a while, buddy. Come on. Come back to me.
It's kind of a sign of affection.
Exactly.
We don't have to take the call. We don't take the call to make fun of him. It's all part of the experience.
Sniff it up.
You sniff it up. That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all good. Guys, Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million. To do what, you might ask?
I heard this.
Play in Ice Cube's Big Three League.
No.
Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Ice Cube wrote on X. Caitlin's a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three.
The interesting thing is, my guess is she could be effective in that league.
I agree.
And it would be fascinating.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Schedule-wise, could she do it? Do we know how it lines up with WNBA? Would the WNBA allow her to?
It says it's unclear if she'd be allowed to under the WNBA CBA. Because, and by the way, being the star of a league, and she would be the star of the WNBA. I don't think she'd be the star of the Big Three. I think she'd have the highest profile, she can take over the WNBA.
In the Big Three, she would be the most exciting new player they have.
Correct.
But it would be cool because you'd get to see her have like matchups with NBA legends. Right. Like, it would be kind of fun. But I got to tell you, Cube, I think you got to come with more guap.
More than $5 million.
I think you need more than $5 million to ask her to play. And with all due respect, your upstart kind of league, when she's going to go to the WNBA and be the face of that, and plus the amount of money that she's going to make. Caitlin Clark's ceiling right now is absolutely insane financially.
Correct.
The only risk we have, someone made a really great point on my Cheap Heat podcast this week. And by the way, if you love wrestling, we're in the middle of a boom period. It's one of the great times we've seen. I suggest you subscribe to Cheap Heat. Just search for it wherever you find podcasts. It's part of the Ringer Wrestling Show.
Is this Raw the most viewed Raw? I saw something about that. This was one of the most viewed Raws ever.
I would have to see.
On a streaming platform?
Oh, that would make sense.
On a streaming platform?
Because, yeah. All time, it's hard to compare to the numbers they were getting in the early 2000s. It was insane, like 5 million people a week. It was just a different era of television. But it's an amazing time, so I suggest you listen to Cheap Heat. But we got an email this week, and someone said that they thought that the announcers in the NCAA women's tournament were almost giving Caitlin Clark the treatment that like wrestling announcers give the number one good guy.
Sure.
And like when that happens in wrestling, he said, I wonder if it'll create some blowback for Caitlin Clark. Like, it's just so much. He said they were literally coming up with stats like, she not only does she have the all-time NCAA record, but if you include NCAA season and postseason, like, they're making up stats to add on to the stats. And at a certain point is like, we get it. She's the best player in the sport. Sure. You don't have to shove her down people's throats. It'll just make people get fed up. The other interesting point, I have to be honest, I feel bad about this. I am all in for this Saturday. Saturday at 1 o'clock, LSU, UCLA play in the Sweet 16.
Sure.
And then Iowa's game immediately follows at 3:30. So, like, there is a good chance I will be more tuned into the women this Saturday than the men. I'm very excited about it. That said, I did not watch last weekend. Don, they've tried a thing in the women's tournament where the top seeds get to play their first two games at home.
Yeah.
That is sort of fascinating.
That's an advantage.
Like, it's an
advantage. What do you think?
But by the way, it's all about an advantage.
But by the way, it's a deserved advantage.
Sure.
Right? And also, Don, in terms of making better television relative to the neutral sites, I don't hate it.
You have some fanfare.
Well, because you get a top four seed, you get to play at home. Yeah. Well, I'm not mad at it.
It's aesthetically pleasing for television because even in the tournament, you get these like 1 o'clock neutral site games. The building's half empty.
You do a 1 o'clock game in the on the home court. Yeah, it's jammed.
It's going to be jammed. So
I don't hate it. I that's an interesting thought for. Yeah. Although UConn practically had a home game here. I mean, the home of Jace, the Barclays Center.
By the way, some interesting numbers.
Numbers.
Monday's Iowa-West Virginia women's basketball game, most viewed early round game on record. It was 4.9 million viewers, peaked at 6.4 million. Best pre-semifinal women's NCAA tournament audience on record.
Done. That's an astounding number for a Monday afternoon second round women's tournament game.
And by the way, it carries over because there was also had to be the four most watched second round games on record. You had 4.9 million for the West Virginia-Iowa game. Stanford-UConn did 2.1 million on ESPN. 2 million for LSU Middle Tennessee, Angel Reese effect, and then 1.8 million on ESPN for Kansas USC.
No, it's so not right now.
The Caitlin Clark effect, Angel Reese, UConn being what they are as always, with Paige Buechers, who's really, really good, or Beckers, I should say. Having a star does that your sport.
It almost feels like the heyday of women's tennis, where it was just more appealing and and fun to watch than the men. When you had the, you know, the Williams sisters, and you go to back to Sharapova, and it just felt like they had the stars, and the men didn't have the stars. They didn't have the charisma. We didn't have an American star on the men's side that was really doing anything, and the Williams sisters were killing it. It kind of has that same appeal. They've got more star. There are no stars in the tournament now. There are too many. If you're good enough to be a star, you're one and done.
No, I really think there's a chance. If Iowa goes on a run here, first of all, they would play LSU in the Elite Eight.
Yep.
Which is a bit of a downer.
Be an amazing game, though.
But that game will be the most watched women's basketball game in history. Of any variety, would be my guess.
Sure.
And Don, if then Iowa were to get past LSU, like in a real battle, and make it to the final, where they would likely have to get past USC, two USCs, they'd have to beat USC in the Final Four, and then beat South Carolina in the final.
No easy feat.
Don, by that point, the women's championship game, it could really challenge the men's, and if Caitlin Clark were to win the whole thing, she'd be in a stratosphere we haven't seen.
When is the women's championship game?
Isn't it the day?
Because the men's always
is
on
Monday. Isn't it Sunday?
I remember it was always Sunday.
Sunday, April 7th.
Yeah,
So that's the Sunday, and then the men are the Monday. Now, here's the difference.
Against WrestleMania.
The men catch the break because the NBA takes a knee. So the basketball world all watches the championship game on Monday. Now, you do have to go up against baseball, but as far as like the basketball fan, where there'll be NBA games on that Sunday.
Sure.
So I don't know, but I still think that the way things are going right now, it might be clear. Really depends on who's in the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's going to be UConn and versus whoever, and it's going to be, you know, and they're a 15-point favorite or something like that, it's the fact that we're even having the conversation is pretty cool.
By the way, Peter, ESPN PR just tweeted about 30 minutes ago. They're producing a 96-page special edition Caitlin Clark magazine, which hits the newsstands on Friday. In the print issue includes archival content from ESPN journalists and analysts with photos and visuals.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm super in on this story, too. You just got to
They're all in.
But you just got to be careful. You could end up doing damage to her and making her sort of a heel. I mean, it's just a lot.
But that's kind of what happens here. It kind of happened to Tiger, right? You build somebody up so much, and it's like, all right, let's try to bring her down. Because it almost becomes like a villain. Like, it's too much. But everybody wants to take advantage of the moment. And she carries so much importance to that sport for women's basketball. And how much she's going to mean to the WNBA. It's a lot on her shoulders. But she's handling it fine. But I understand what Peter's saying. That does it go? Do you end up turning heel because it just becomes too much?
Correction, by the way. It was clarified by someone on Twitter. The Iowa game last Monday was at night. It wasn't a day game. But that's still a crazy number for Monday
Richard
night.
Doesn't have human feelings.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We haven't talked about Shohei Ohtani a lot within the last day or so.
No, not at all.
It's kind of gotten quiet a bit. But manager Dave Roberts was asked if he was concerned about Ohtani no longer having a person like Ipe Mizuhara near him. And Dave Roberts said, actually, I would argue it's going to help relationships internally because there's no longer a buffer. Robert said, I've already seen it. The last couple days, I think Shohei's been even more engaging with his teammates, and I think there's only upside with that.
Well, wait a minute. Well, so his standoffishness was because of Epi, not because I thought he was there so that he could be standoffish.
Well, based on this, it seems like maybe the other interpreter they have, who's probably an in-house interpreter that the Dodgers hired, might be a little more open to bringing Shohei things that Ipe would not bring to him or things of that nature. So that's kind of interesting. The other thing that came out today was Shohei Ohtani's reps have declined to say which authorities have been contacted about the allegation of theft against Ipe Mizuhara. ESPN has received no confirmation from any of the likely local, state, or federal agencies that could investigate allegations of theft that they have received a report from Ohtani's camp. So they've accused him of theft, who's investigating? That's now the question. We don't know. The story, as we've said, is not going away anytime soon.
I don't know how you prove it, but it's going to be he stole money from me. Somebody needs to explain to me how he sits down for 90 minutes with us at ESPN and then says that he was loaned money by Ohtani. This thing has been handled so poorly from the get-go.
And it seems like Ipe has a lot of power.
But
he had the power to have this 90-minute interview with ESPN. He, according to Dave Roberts, says he was providing a buffer that he wasn't able to contact Ohtani or talk to Ohtani as much as he would like to.
But who gave him the power?
Like I was had to be Ohtani, right?
Right, but so why did Ohtani give him the power? Because it looked like he just didn't want to be bothered. He wanted the buffer. Like, this doesn't usually work in sports where I warm up with my interpreter, that everything's got to go through my guy. I mean, it's almost like he works independently from the Angels and now the Dodgers.
Yeah,
now, I would think that was by design by Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting note, unrelated.
Oh,
former longtime Connecticut senator and VP nominee Joe Lieberman is dead at 82 years old.
That's sad.
He had a good run.
Yeah,
82.
Was he sick?
I don't know.
Michael's not taking 82.
No. He's trading for 82.
No, you know who's a great buffer, by the way? Bruce. And on that note, guys, let's go to.
I'm a Michael guy.
Drop Madness.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Give it to me.
The one seeds in action. In the flub region, the one seed advances.
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, whatever it is.
Was he down early?
They were down early. You know, they kind of got shell-shocked by...
Let's hear from Griffin's favorite, Jimmy.
Who's Jiffin?
Jiffin.
Peanut butter guy?
But 66.5 to 33.5. They had a couple threes at the start of the first.
No, I got you worried. They caught a quick timeout and they regrouped.
And then that was it. They regrouped. And I'll tell you who didn't even need a timeout. They didn't even have to go out there.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
The funny region. 80.2 to 19.8.
Oh! Yeah!
We've learned Don yelling, something has to happen. It can't just be Don yelling.
It just can't
yelling.
Be out of nowhere.
Another one seed win in the troubling region.
Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Tool shed.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's.
Yeah, I think that was the right decision. 72.3 to 27.7 over Don's cough. And in another region.
You don't want
69.6 to 30.4.
Good. Easy. Bob in Warwick. Bob.
Oh, this will be good. Hey, Bob.
I still enjoy it.
See, this was the New Mexico State. Everybody thought this is going to make a run.
Right.
It has a clear path to go far.
Good for Griff, man. Good for Griff.
And Griffin lives on in the tournament. That is going to do it for Drop Madness today. Four more matchups tomorrow.
Yeah.
That is ENN presented to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge PowerShot Days Jeep Celebration Event and Ram Truck Month. One day, I will get through that read without that.
Yeah. No, you did great. And
Jeep Salivation.
A great job by Anthony Pusick on ENN. Also, a big shout out, get well, to Midge Purse, the star of Gotham FC. Their bid for a repeat title takes a major hit. She tore her ACL. She's out for the year. That's a killer. So send the best out to Midge. And that'll do it, guys. Tomorrow, we are not on television. You must listen on the radio or the ESPN New York app. We'll start things off right here at 3 o'clock. Have a wonderful night. Enjoy the Knicks tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.